Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Of course, it has been on for months, but yesterday it seemed as if the campaign for governor got going more or less officially, as the three major candidates were all at each other. In fact, Governor Patrick and his two chief rivals, Republican Charlie Baker and Independent Timothy Cahill, conducted three separate news conferences in the same location to take a whack at each other. WBUR's Adam Ragusea was on hand for all of them.
Governor Patrick took to the well of the State House to talk about health insurance premiums. His administration has been losing its struggle to hold down rate hikes proposed by some of the Commonwealth's biggest insurers, but the governor says the reprieve has been worth it, even if it turns out to be temporary.
This helps people.
People like small business owners, a number of whom just so happen to be lined up behind the podium.
It helps small businesses all across the Commonwealth who are looking for ways, as their commercial activity improves, to be able to add staff and help our economy recover.
Perhaps cognizant that his challengers would soon be taking the same podium, Patrick lost little time before moving on to bash his chief rival, Republican Charlie Baker. And he did so by invoking the words of a certain Democratic Party elder.
Bill Clinton, as only he could, described government as being in the future business. The idea that we should be making good choices, wise choices, that build a stronger and better community out over time. Charlie Baker got government out of the future business with his Big Digs financing scheme. And we've been pulling our way out of that hole for 4 years now.
The governor there referring to Baker's work as state finance chief in the Weldon Cellucci years, when he borrowed against future federal highway dollars to pay the Big Dig bills.
Deval Patrick said today that he's in the future business.
Charlie Baker from the same podium just a few hours later.
Well, I think our future looks pretty grim unless we make some serious changes to the way state government works.
Baker is running virtually a one-issue campaign. It's all about fiscal responsibility. And clearly, he's getting weary of wearing the profligate label from his Big Dig past. Baker threw that word scheme right back at Patrick.
The governor's financing scheme has left Massachusetts with a massive budget deficit in this fiscal year and a deficit that most people believe next year will be at least $2.5 billion, maybe more.
Nearly absent from either candidate's sparring remarks was mention of independent candidate Tim Cahill, who shimmed himself between the two frontrunners' morning and afternoon events.
Thank you, folks. I guess this is the day for press conferences here in front of the State House, so we're glad to be part of it.
Cahill's campaign message has swung to the right of Baker's in recent months, but in this appearance, he sought to reclaim the center by proposing a bipartisan commission for the redrawing of congressional and State House district lines.
And it will have an equal number of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. The commission would create a plan using a single-member districts, and the boundaries should conform to the existing geographic boundaries of a county, city, or town.
By getting off the news and throwing out an idea from left field, it was clear Cahill didn't come looking for a fight. There'll be plenty of time to join the fray over Baker's Big Dig and Patrick's Big Debt as the candidates enter debate season. The three have agreed to a total of 8 debates leading up to Election Day. For WBUR, I'm Adam Ragusea.